Shabbos Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Ayin. Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova Vayelech Charona. Bala Turim points out, as do the Dazikain and Bala Teisvis, that this Parsha is a Parsha Stuma. Bala Turim says, Yesh Eimrim, she Parsha Zu Stuma. What does that mean, a bit Parsha Stuma? That we don't find any breaks. No psuchas or stumas throughout the parsha, throughout parsha Vayetze. What is the pshat in that? So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz tells us that the pshat is there were breaks in the parshias, litein revach, to give space, to give time for Moshe Rabbeinu when he was learning the parshias for the first time from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave him time to reflect on everything that he learned, understood it, and then go weiter. And that's what we have the Psuchas and Stumas as well. The little parshias, little segments that we take, that we are ma'ayin in, we reflect on that, we learn it to the best as we can, and then we go weiter. When it comes to a parsha stuma, says Reb Chaim Shlomitz, the pshat is, you can't stop and think. What you have to do is you have to go weiter. You have to get, if you stop right away and look at some of the events that happened, some of the incidents that took place in Yaakov Avinu's trials and tribulations, you would say, oh, Nebuch, what's happening to Yaakov Avinu? And what Yaakov Avinu must have been going through, what he must have been thinking, terrible. Has to run away, and he's faced with troubles from Lavan, and he has to work, and he ends up with the wrong wife, and he has to work again, etc., etc. It was one mishap after the other. Terrible life. So therefore, we say it's a Parsha Stuma. Parsha Stuma means you don't stop and think at just individual events, but you have to get the overall picture, the bigger picture, and let things play out. The truth is, this Parsha, the Medrash tells us, is really the Parsha of Klal Yisrael going into Golus. I mean, the same Maisa of a similar Banim. Many things happened to Avram Avinu, which we learned about in a few parashiyas, and things happened to Yitzchak, and the whole Ma'isav is similar banim, really precursors to what will happen to Klal Yisrael. Here, the Medrash equates, not to go into it, but if you look at the Medrash in Yalkut Shemayni, it goes, Vayetze, Vayifka, Me'avne Amakoim, all of these things are referring to the Golus from the Beis Hamikdash. That's to say that until this time, sort of, Avram Avinu, he established a home and brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his home. He had a little Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak continued with that. Yaakov was in his own Beis HaMikdash. He was in the Beis HaMikdash of his father, the Beis HaMedrash of his father. Undisturbed in the Yesh Ve'aholim. And now Vayetze, he had to go out. This was his Golus from this Beis HaMikdash. And this parallels the Golus of Klal Yisrael from their Beis HaMikdash. So this really is the Maisa of a similar banim in this parasha is really the Golus that we live through. Starts, and the lessons of it start from Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov representing Klal Yisrael, going into Golus, and now we have to view it as, it's a parasha stuma. Parasha stuma in the sense that we're susum, our eyes are closed, we don't understand how all the events will turn out and why they are as they are. But on the second hand, to look at it as a Parsha Stuma and not to stop to ask at individual junctures, why did this happen, but let it play out. To take it a step weiter, to understand how Yaakov Avinu looked at these events, and in the Ma'aseh of a similar banim, how we're supposed to view events in Golus. First, Rashi tells us, why does the parsha start off Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova? We already know he was leaving. Last week's parsha, the end of parsha, told us, Vayikri Yitzchok El Yaakov, Vayivorech Oisai. Yitzchok calls and Yaakov gives him a bracha, and he tells him, I want you to go find a wife. Not mi b'neis k'noan, kum leich padena aram, beisa besuah lavi imecho, go to your uncle's house, bekach loch komisham isha. Go get a wife from over there. So he told him to go. So presumably, Yaakov went. Why does it have to say, Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova, and now Yaakov went out, as if we're restarting the story. So Rashi tells us, Right after that pasuk where Yitzchak told Yaakov Avinu to go out, and he gave him a bracha, and it says Vayishach Yitzchak el Yaakov Vayelach Padan Aram Elovin Ben Besuel. The pasuk actually says beforeish that Yaakov Avinu went to Lovin's house, but right after that, the Torah ends off Parshas told us Vayar Esav that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov. Esav saw that Yaakov Avinu got a bracha for marriage, so he too, and he went to Padan Aram to find a wife, so he too went to find his own wife. Vayar Esav Kirois Bnei Yitzchak Bnei Yitzchak Aviv, so he went and he married El Yishmael, Mochlas Bas Yishmael, Achois Nevoyois, Al Noshav Loi Leisha. And already the wives that he had, he went and married somebody else. So the Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant says, so why indeed did the Torah do that? Fine, Rashi's answering Akasha. You already know that he went out. It says that he had the tzivoy from his father to leave. And it says, Vayishlok Yisro Yaakov, and he already went out to find a wife. And then the Torah interjects a story that, by the way, Esav saw that Yaakov was blessed to find a wife, and he went out, so he went out too, and he got married as well. Why did the Torah put that in at this point? Why does the Torah have to tell us that at this point? Why do we have to know it? And certainly, why stop and interrupt the narrative that's happening? Why interrupt the story to tell us this point? So, Rabbi Yosef suggests like this. Yaakov Avinu reached the age where he was to embark on the shidduch scene. His father told him, I want you to go get married now. And he went to go do that. And what were all the ordeals that he had to go through to get married? Sure, you could have Rachel, just you have to work a little bit. A mere 7 years. But in 7 years, you'll get the wife of your dream. 7 years come, he gets Leah instead. Not a problem, Slovin says, I had to belay it first, but don't worry, Malei Shavu Azois, and Venitloch Agam Azois, another 7 years of work to be able to then have his Rachel. So the Torah says, when Esav wants to go get married, Vayelech Esav, Yishmael, Vayikach, finds a shidduch, no problem. Not only that, it's not his first wife, Al Noshav Loilisha, he already had other wives, seemingly with no trouble at all, no ordeals in Esav's life. Is Yaakov Avinu could think he's sent out to find a wife? He looks at his brother, he knows who his brother was. That's why he was able to, he had permission to steal the brachas, because Esav was a Rasha. Rivka knew that. So Yaakov Avinu says to himself, I'm the tzaddik here, and I'm going to find a wife, and everything is right, everything seems to be one mishap after the next, everything seemed to be going to be overturned in my face, everything seemed to be going wrong. Esav, the Rasha, what he wants to do, he wants to go get married. He goes to get married. He wants a second wife, gets a second wife. Everything seems to be going very smoothly. The ultimate tzaddik v'raloi Rasha v'toivloi kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, here Yaakov Avinu was faced with this. So why did the Torah want to point this out? Says the Ben Yosef, to show us that this was an assignment that Yaakov Avinu had when he went into this Golus and had all of these trials and tribulations with Lavan and with getting married and building a family. The Torah wants to point out how Yaakov Avinu was not here Acher Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Avram Avinu, the Gemara points out, never questions HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu never questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. And to contrast this, what was happening to his brother Esav, when he went out to find a wife, it happened so smoothly. And Yaakov Avinu, when he was trying to set up a family, there were so many problems, so much trouble he had to go through. But he was like, here, Achim, he didn't ask any questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, my Rebbe took it one step further, to point out, to Mashgiach, point out one step further, where do you see this? Where do you see in the parsha that indeed Yaakov Avinu didn't ask any questions? Yaakov Avinu understood. I have to look at it as a parsha stuma. I look at it as one long parsha stuma, and you have to let the events play out and see how Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. How do we know Yaakov Avinu thought it that way? The Torah is, even according to the Be'er Yosef, is pointing out that for Esav it went well, and for Yaakov there was a lot of trouble. The Torah says, "Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er shova." Yaakov went out, "Vayela charona," and he went to Charon. In the Haftarah we read, "Vayivrach Yaakov sdei Aram." Vayavod Yisrael be'isha. The Torah would read that Yaakov was running away over here. Yaakov was escaping from a makum sakana, from a dangerous place for him to stay in. And the Torah says Vayetze. The truth is, if you look at last week's parasha, it was really both. Because as the famous Beis Halevi points out, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er-Shova, Vayelech Charona, why Vayetze and Vayelech? Because there were two reasons why Yaakov Avinu had to go leave from where he was coming from and go to where he was going to. One was because he had a tzive from his mother to run away from Esav. As Rivka says, Va'ata, and this is in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Mem Gimel, V'ata b'ni Shema b'koyli, v'kum b'rach l'cho, elovan ochi charona. Run away to Charon. Why? Because your brother wants to kill you. Yitzchak Avinu, who was unaware of what Esav was up to, he did not know like Rivka. Yitzchak says, "Kum lech padan aram beisav basul v'kachlo misham isha." Go, I want you, it's time to get married. Rivka told Yitzchak, "I think he should get married." Yeah, go find a wife. So really, the Navi is telling us, in terms of if you look at it from the outside, what did Yaakov really have to do here? He really had to run away. He was really put in a situation of a desperate situation when he had to run away from Sakon for being killed from his brother. So as Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram, he had to run away. But the Torah is telling us, if you want to know what Yaakov was doing, if you want to know why, how Yaakov Avinu, his attitude to this, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova, there's a Sakon here, and as well, Yitzchak told me I should go find a wife. So well, calmly pack up my bags, I'm ready, this Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to move on with life. I'll go, this is where he wants me to go, this is what I'll do. This was Yaakov Avinu's attitude. And we'll see, not to be Mayrich now, we'll see in the coming parshas, we see how really the entire Golus is a parsha stuma. Even though it's only Vayetze which is stuma. Once you get to already Vayishlach, Vayeshev, we have breaks. In other words, there we're allowed to focus, and we see actually in certain already parts of Yaakov Avinu's life, certain parts of Klal Yisrael's Golus, where we really could start seeing from the Choshech, we could start seeing the Ur. From the Nefilah, we could start seeing the Kima. Already that, as Chazal tell us, that it's the darkness itself which brings the light. And Yaakov Avinu here was at a point in his life where he wasn't able to see any of that. At times we were able to see how things play out. But Yaakov Avinu was at the starting point of the Golus, where he wasn't able to see any of this. It was all stuma, it was all closed. But Yaakov Avinu, the Torah is telling us, is Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova. Even though it was really Vayivrach, he had to run away. But Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova. And that is, the Torah is contrasting to when Esav went, everything went smoothly. No hurdles had to be overcome in Esav's life. That's Esav the Rasha V'Tevle. Yaakov Avinu, who it seemingly was a tzaddik v'ra'ala, he had to escape, he had to run away. Everything was going so well over here. He was Yeshiva Holim, things were so well. What's wrong with staying here, learning the Beis Medrash of his father, learning the Beis Medrash of his Yeshiva Yaholim? No, you have to run away. But to Yaakov, must be this is a sign from above. It's a sign from above that it's my time to leave here, it's my time to move on with life, and to find a wife. And therefore his attitude is, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova Vayelech Charona. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing me, there's reasons why I have to go here, but I'll take it with the right attitude. And this is our Maisav is similar banim. When we take the cue from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be it's not necessarily the best thing, but we have to view it as the best thing. There's a doctor that I know that unfortunately he had a nice practice, a nice parnasa, and unfortunately started having heart trouble, and he had to have surgery. He had to go to a different state to have surgery. Baruch Hashem, the surgery was successful, but wasn't able to retain his practice no longer. Terrible thing, you would say, to stop his practice due to an illness. After that, he had to take an early retirement, but after that, you know what he started doing? He started learning more, started learning on his own, started going to shiurim, started getting chavrusis. Life is not that long. No person could live till the day he dies, and if he dealt honestly in business, gets tremendous schar. But what are we really living for? We're living for our next life. How much we could put away for the next life. So in hindsight, which of course is 20/20 vision, in hindsight, yes, this doctor had to take early retirement, but look at the riches that he has now. Look, he's able to learn, he's able to daven, he's able to do so many different things, new things that he would not have been able to do had his situation stayed the same. But it's how does the person look at that? Is Vayivrach Nebuch, I'm in a terrible situation, I'm in a sayin, I have to run away from things, or is it Vayetze Yaakov? We take Hashem's signs and we say, this is where he wants to leave me now, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova, Vayelech Aron. Good Erev Shabbos.